a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They replied, "John the Baptist, others Elijah. Still others say one of the prophets of old has arisen." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, be killed and raised up in 3 days." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. As you know, I had the privilege last weekend of being one of the participants in the memorial service for Muhammad Ali. I received the invitation sometime before his death, but when the family realized he would not survive that debilitating disease. And I spoke to his imam. An imam is to Islam like a priest is to Catholicism. And I asked him, "What do you want me to do?" And he explained that Ali had scripted this service very carefully himself, that he wanted a Protestant minister, a Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, a Buddhist, and a chieftain from the American Indians, each to pray in their own tradition. And so I thought, well, I can do that. I was very early in the program. The first speaker was Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, and then I gave my prayer right after him. As I sat on the stage listening to the rest of the clergy get up, I said to myself, well, I missed the point on that one, because all of the rest of them either eulogized Ali, one of them had very strong political statement that he wanted to make, etc. Because of the lighting, it was very difficult to see the audience. I could see about as far as the second row, and I saw former President Bill Clinton sitting on the aisle of that second row. And he was the final speaker. And he came up on stage and gave a eulogy for Muhammad Ali. And when he finished, he came over and shook my hand. And he said to me, "I liked very much what you said. You're the only person here today who prayed. You're the only person here today who prayed." I wonder if our God in heaven does not look down on the mass of us many times and single out someone and say, "You're the only one here today who prayed." Do you pray? We all pray when we need something, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if that is all there is to prayer, are we not then trying to say to God, "Now listen, I've figured everything out, and if you do what I'm asking you, then everything will be perfect"? And if that's what a marital relationship is, that marriage isn't going to last too long, because a lot of that is manipulation. And if that's all prayer is, then it proves my hypothesis that God likes atheists. They never bother him. We pester him day and night. Prayer is trying to know what God wants me to do in a particular situation. I have been blessed in my 7 years here with a very wise sage in the rectory. I don't think I've made a single major decision without sitting down and getting advice from Sister Marie. And when I got this invitation, I went into her office and I said to her, "I don't know what to do." And she said, "Go for it, do it." And I said, "I'm not sure." And she said, "Well, if you don't want to listen to me, then take it to prayer." Prayer is not trying to change the mind of God. Prayer is trying to know the mind of God. Amen.